Hello, darlings. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Simply Blooming's podcast. No, Ganesh here. I thought I would open the podcast today. You know, we have a big agenda for today. You know, I don't know those of you who have heard about what has happened recently in Australia, in South Australia in particular, where there was mass destruction of some trees. And what happened there was hundreds of koalas in the trees, and they were massacred because the trees were being felled and, you know, they were all plummeting to the ground, and then the bulldozers just kept going. So, you know, this sparks the awareness of the importance of being kind, you know, that you can't get around this. So this sort of thing, you know, it happens all around the world to different, you know, it happens to people, you know, people are not always kind to people. It happens to the beautiful flora and fauna. It's a valuing understanding, really. And when you are open-hearted and you are coming from the heart center, then, you know, this doesn't occur. But, you know, when people live in scarcity and survival modes, you know, and it is tricky, you know, very tricky, because the energetic exchange is very different. But this particular thing only happened very recently in South Australia, and so it's hot on the press. But, you know, and then a little while, you know, and so there's a few people up in arms, and rightly so, you know, because there's systems in place that before some decimation occurs, this is in Australia, that, you know, there's an ecologist on site and they check out the environment to make sure this sort of thing doesn't happen. So something clearly went very wrong there. But we're not going to focus on that per se. However, it sparks a different stream of understanding, because we have always said in our podcast previously that because nature's very empowered, it's very powerful, but very empowered. It knows how to renew and regenerate itself. But you see, the situation is that the population, the human population, is so great, and the demands, which is beautiful, you know, beautiful, but the demands on the resources in the world is so greater, you know, and it's so consistently great, and it's increasing because of the way things are created by people. Then what is happening is the resources of nature, you know, they have their own flow, and human beings understand that flow when they stay connected to themselves at a very core level. But, you know, more that doesn't happen all the time. In fact, quite a lot of the time it's not there at all, and there's a disconnect, and so therefore the depletion starts to be greater than the resources can then renew themselves, you know. And so we've never really pointed that out, because there was an era even in the time frames that we were doing the podcast that it wasn't as an issue as it is definitely becoming now. And it's interesting because Isis was having a chat to some people in her life, and she was saying that, you know, globally there's such a great awareness about sustainability, and there's a limited understanding of the environment. Certainly there's an awareness of what, you know, when how things are created can impact, you know, the nature's economy, you know, which is what enables your air to be clean and all sorts of things. It does so much, you know. And, you know, it, when the soil is untainted by all the chemicals that get put into the soil, you know, we're on dangerous ground here, we're very aware of that. But when that's not happening, the richness of nutrients that then feeds through the into the foods that you grow, you know, is very, very healthy for the human body. And yet, on a mass scale globally, the decimation of the soils is occurring. So it's a difficult note to start, and we're very, very aware of that. And, you know, in Australia, right now it's like Friday, you know, Friday evening, actually, and when people are getting ready to do some fun things. But, you know, it's a gift to be able to create and create fun in your life. And so, and enjoyment. But that creativity is also really something that nature also creates and shares openly expressively, you know, always, you know. And we've come across people who've always pointed out what they think is the harshness of nature, you know, when, you know, one animal kills another animal for food. But you see, in nature, it doesn't kill just for the sake of it. It doesn't destroy just for the sake of it, you know. Humans do, actually, you know, and it was, you know, it, and it doesn't have to be that way, because human beings are amazing, you know, and you still don't know how great you are yet, and in a non-destructive way, you know. And so we wanted to just touch base on this. And one of the ways we always love to talk and share about the breath and how that, you know, is really soothing on your nervous system, that works with your limbic system and your endocrine system, that is directly sourced through your pineal gland, which is your cosmic energy, you know, through your, within your human form. And while your vast being is also that cosmic energy, through the human anatomy, the pineal gland is one of the significant sections of participants in the grand schemes of your physical form. Of course, you're always more than your physical form. And there's so much to that, right? And it's just exquisite. But people don't understand that yet. And even though there's been, you know, energy, and there's people sharing what energy is, and the mainstream economy is still based on how much money people can make. And money's another beautiful form of energy. But it also is quite obsessive in this world. You know, it's an economy that is can be wonderful and used for most amazing things, but it's become so singular in its awareness with people that, you know, we've always talked about economy and how human beings, when they're empowered, can be the change of their economy. And so, you know, there's, you know, people that are struggling, there's people who do not have shelter, struggle with food and so forth. And so that is part of the monetary system of economy. And so, but opening your heart, and Isis shared, you know, quite some time ago how she went and did a straw bale workshop. And, you know, those of you familiar with different ways of building would be aware of that. And so the workshops are great, because you have the opportunity to not only learn new skills, which is super exciting, right? And very empowering. It really is a thrill to learn something new. And then, you know, and not only that, but then help another to build their home. Even if it's only sections of the home, you're helping someone to fulfill a dream, a goal, or whatever. And that takes community energy. It takes those participants that have wanted to learn a new skill and be part of something bigger than what they are as an individual, you know. Super, super amazing and very exciting. And so then you've got people with community vegetable shopping, you know, swapping, because you are growing things and, you know, you may not be able to eat all your cucumbers or all your carrots or whatever. So you connect with other people who are growing different things, and you can do a food swap. So that's an economy. There are so many economies, you know. Sharing a smile with another human being is an economy, you know. It's an exchange, an energetic exchange. So money is an energetic exchange, no judgment. But how we utilize that energy exchange, you know, if you're really cranky, you're too an economic exchange, darlings, you know. And we've all been on the receiving end of upset, to, you know, upsets. You know, it is just what life, you know, is. And we sometimes have tricky moments within ourselves. That's just part of the flow. You know, don't hold on to your anger, because that's not healthy for your body or your mind or your emotions. However, it occurs, you know. So being kind to yourself is an economy of wonderment, in a way that you can then, working through your heart center, connect to your neural pathways, your brain infusion, and then recalibrate how you desire to walk the earth and participate as the earth, you know. And in that frame of understanding, there's not the desire to be destructive in the way that is occurring right now, you know. And we're only really talking about this because, well, Isis was just distraught with the koalas and what happened, only because she's very aware of the steps that are normally taken so that doesn't happen, you know. And but it did. And so, you know, why? But on a different scale, you know, it's happening to people, right? It's happening to people, with people, and it's happening to everything in life, because the valuing system of life isn't quite there yet. But the population is increasing, the demand for resources are increasing, and nature's, you know, pedal to the metal, and, you know, creating all the time. But with the way, you know, resources are siphoned at the rate they are, then, you know, it's a little bit of a tricky thing. So people talk about climate change, and we've always veered away from that because it isn't what it is as it's discussed. You know, there's more to it than that. And Gaia itself is changing her own climate. You know, we say her, but, you know, it's a non-gender, but it's referred to often in this world as her. So, but, you know, non-genderize it if you desire. It really doesn't matter. But so the climate will naturally change as an evolution. But as part of that, you are also evolving yourselves, and how you choose to evolve yourselves. You know, so many people are into quantum physics, and people like Joe Dispenza of Dispersing Information, and he's one of many that are sharing things. And you've got Monica, who wrote Thus Spoke the Plants, and we've spoken about that before. You've got your beautiful indigenous cultures globally who are sharing their wisdom and their direct communication with nature. And you know, here we've got the cultural burning, which is just, you know, something that is still being understood in Australia, but, you know, has its place because fire is a very important element, just like all the elements are. And a human form is made up of all those elements and so much more. And so how you are within your ecology, both in your human form, but as part of a bigger ecology and an ecosystem, really is a shift in awareness of how vibrant your energy can radiate when you're in harmony of all of life, you know. And there's that non-separation and valuing of life, you know. It's beautiful. And you know, as being a witness to that is just the most beautiful gift for all beings, you know, whether they're in a human form or in a form at all, because there are so many beings within the earth sphere that are just observing, you know, what is happening. And many of those are communicating to people about what is happening. Not a doom and gloom. Gosh, no, we don't go that way, because there's no need, because we love you, and you love, and you love you, right? But it's also going deeper with that love and really looking at what you value in life. So you've got people doing capsule wardrobes and minimalist and, you know, shabby chic. You've got, you know, contemporary. You've got all these beautiful ways of creating and what you feel at ease with. Some people like a very ordered pantry in their kitchen, you know, if you've got a kitchen, that's wonderful. Not everyone does, you know, but you might live out of a suitcase, but you like order in your suitcase. Some people are happy to have chaos and everything is everywhere and they're tossing things out as they're trying to find something. So you all have your way, you know, and it's all beautiful while it works for you, you know. But when a system for yourself is not working and you start to feel the cause and effect of the way you're operating within your system, you know, what is the first thing you do? You know, well, yes, darlings, some of you panic, you know, but doesn't help, you know, so breathe that one out, sweeties. And then some of you, you know, question, you know, well, what's going on here? What am I up to? What am I doing? Where am I at? You know, all those questions come to light. And then others will want to go that little bit further and begin to start the evolution of shifting. Notice we didn't say change, but shifting. You know, because that can mean change can frighten people, but shifting just is just shifting, you know. So some people will look at shifting in, well, many ways. There's so many ways. And we're not going to define them because we don't, you know, we don't want to anyone to hook on to anything that we're saying in that way, because that's for you to decide what shifting is to you. But it's less challenging for some people to feel that word than feel the word of change, because, you know, people, and of course that has many ties. Maybe you've had an unfortunate experience with change. It's brought things that have been unhappy in your life, so that's, you know, a bit scary for some of you. But, you know, there's nothing to be scared of, darlings, you know, because things can change again in a way that you really love. So, but shifting, you know, shifting is just shifting. And you can decide what that is for you. So we're very big on heart centering, and the solar plexus is where, you know, and the sacral, which is the sacral, you tend to store a lot of your emotions. And then, you know, poor digestion is phenomenal in your world, you know, tricky bowel movements. I mean, irritable bowel is a thing, right? In this world, people are very tricky, colitis and all those things that people have cultivated in that region. And, you know, because we, you know, human beings tend to hold a lot of tension, not just in their neck, you know, and their spine, but also in their digestive system. And then, of course, with all the, you know, additives that people now are, you know, experiencing in their food, because they do not understand what's in their food, you know, because, you know, you just get fed, you just eat, and, or you feed yourself, you know, because it's all of that, because we go through all those stages in life, right? But really, darlings, to become aware of your digestion in life, you know, life experiences. So when you're feeling vibrant, not through taking a chemical substance, darlings, not that, but when you're feeling vibrant and allowing more of what you are through light energy, you know, it really shifts your dynamics, and you shed anything that doesn't serve you in your physicality. You know, you shed, you know, like snakes are beautiful. They're very wise. You know, traditionally, they're always a symbol of wisdom. You know, I know some people are terrified of them, but really, snakes generally, you know, want to go another way to a human. You know, if they've got the opportunity, they will. You know, they don't seek you out. Consciously, they don't. But, you know, the whole shedding of the skin is like shedding. And, you know, human beings shed their skin too. You know, you do always, all the time. You wash and it's coming off all the time. So it's like when people have a fake tan, you know, you don't wash too much, do you? Because it just fades, it just comes off. But also, if you're getting a tan, we certainly don't encourage it, because the sun's quite strong in this world at the moment and has been for some time. Then, you know, you're losing, if you're going for a tan, you know, if you're in a culture that loves, you know, browning off, then, you know, you're shedding that skin very quickly, you know. But so there's a mirroring of all things in nature, you know. So when you're destroying something that is of the natural world, whether it's a rainforest or bushland and the inhabitants in there, and it's done so cruelly, you know, because nature feels pain, you know. So definitely when an animal is hit by a car, or it's, you know, experiencing what the koalas did as they take a tumble from a 20-meter tree and land, and they're injured because they don't die, and then something rolls over them, you know, they're feeling pain. And so, and there's people that feel pain, you know, pain in their life, pain in their heart center, because, you know, something sad has happened, or something is going on in their life. So to have empathy, but without, you know, letting that get to you in an unfortunate way, but having enough empathy to recognize life is very precious and life is very valuable, and that suffering is not something that is natural. You know, suffering really isn't. So it's something that is happening, definitely, but really, to care for one another, to care for yourself, is to care for one another as well, and being kind. And there's some beautiful community spirit. And but, you know, the thing is, often we don't take action, darlings, do we? Until something happens, you know. So being proactive is really healthy than being reactive, you know. So these are things to consider. You know, and reflect just in your daily life. You know, it's like you get up, and sometimes we get into a little bit of a rut. Maybe you have the same breakfast every morning, maybe because you love it. But, you know, variety is really important. Then in, you know, in some places there's not the food to have variety, and those places that have variety take it for granted to have variety. So the distribution of energy is an interesting thing in this world. And it's something that so many of you are doing amazing creativity with others. You know that in Australia there's people that will drive a van around, and they, and it's run on volunteers, and they have washing machines in there and portable showers for people who do not have a place to stay, and so they've got somewhere safe that they can, you know, clean their clothes, very important, and you know, wash themselves, and you know, freshen up. You know, and so this is done by volunteers, and this is beautiful heart-centered community work. You know, it's a community creativity, and you know, there's not, it's, you know, there's not, you know, we're not, we do believe in class systems and a greater and less than, like where we come from in our cosmic self, it doesn't exist actually. It's just something that happens in this human world, and there's other worlds that are very alive with other beings. You know, there are other planets. There definitely are other, you know. But the, you know, being so creative is a gift, and having the opportunity to be the change. And one of the things that, you know, Isis was sitting in a group today actually, and they were talking about this incident with the koalas that was just, you know, Isis was in a bit of a distraught way, you know, for the whole day with it. And, you know, but one of the things she said was that I noticed that a lot of the people in the group she was with felt that there was nothing that they could do to help that, to change that. But you know, every single person makes the difference. You know, every choice you make is a difference. Without being hard on yourself, without burying yourself, because there's so many things that, you know, there's, you do what you do, and you do what you can, and you become more aware of things moment to moment. And as you become aware of a situation that you could be the difference of, you know, then you will take action when you can, you know. But awareness is in everything in your life is wonderful, and it can be uplifting rather than, you know, pressing you down, because that's not healthy. So to uplift oneself and see the light and brightness in life, you know, by valuing that which is around you, that gives you the energy of air and the space of ether, so you're not all on top of one another. And when you want to build a home, if you're in the good fortune to be able to do that, or maybe you've got a group of you that are doing it together because, you know, you've been able to get yourselves together and feel at ease with each other, and so you're coming together and creating some sort of an home environment for yourselves, then just contemplating first of how you can, you know, be in harmony of your environment with the earth, with nature, and what kind of materials you use, what kind of structure you build, and then how you can keep the flora and fauna around you, because that will give you so much more light in your being and your presence, because there's so much beautiful energy in that communion. You know, and you know, it's funny because here in Australia, and it's, you know, pretty much global as well, you know, when construction occurs and there's vegetation around, what happens? Bulldozers come in, they bulldoze it flat, and then, you know, a dwelling goes up, whether it's units or a house, and then a few plants get planted, so a little bit of revegetation and maybe mass turf gets put down. But, you know, if you want to save money, what's the best thing to do? Keep what's there, darlings, and work around it, work within it, you know. You know, it's you know, you are so creative. There are so many beautiful designers, collaborators. You are all that, each and every one of you. You have ideas, you have dreams, you have concepts. And what happens is, what we've noticed, no matter what it is, you know, so many of you feel like you can't achieve it. And so we want to mirror the back to you, that you can. And, you know, we've had people come to us, you know, even recently, even as recently today, who've been felt like they're, you know, because ageism is a tricky thing in many parts of the country, definitely, and definitely in the world. You get to a certain age, what people consider age, and all of a sudden, you know, you're invalid. You know, that's an odd thing in itself, really. And then, you know, that can also occur on that other scale as well. But equally, you know, the value, it comes back to valuing life, both human and all of life, because no matter what age you are, because we don't come from aging anyway, but we know a lot of you do, but whatever age you are, it's valuing all of that and every particle of that, because if you're more mature, you know, then you have life experiences, life skills that are valuable. If you're youthful, you have a different set of values and life skills that are valuable, and yet be open to learning from that which has gone before you, you know, through your own understanding, and see, but still honor that which has gone before you. And then if you're more mature, also value the refreshing, you know, perspective. It's about respecting, you know, respecting and caring, and then listening, you know, and then, you know, what is it that you really need in your life? But we don't come from neediness. We, you know, what is it that you desire that will bear fruit for you and be fruitful in a healthy way, both, you know, physically, mentally, and emotionally, and just generally speaking? Because it's not about having material possessions in en masse, because, you know, well, a lot of people have, you know, people who have a lot, you know, it doesn't necessarily fulfill everyone. We're not saying it does, you know, it doesn't, because for some it does, but actually for the majority it doesn't. There's always that space within them that feels empty. But on the other way that you can look at it, not to have what you require, and we say require, not need, but require to live well in your life, it'll surprise you to know that you really don't need a lot. Fresh air is just a gift. I mean, it's so important. And to have, you know, shelter from the extreme weather, to feel, you know, safe within an environment, very important to feel, you know, feel that. And beautiful, healthy food, you know, and, you know, clothing. Do you need thousands of clothes? Well, I don't know. How many can you wear in one moment? Not a lot, right? You could layer up. I guess, you know, you could, but that would get very heavy no matter how lightweight the clothes are. So, you know, it's, you know, you can have it all, but what really gives you the bliss, you know? And only you can answer that. Only you know. But ask the question. You know, you might be surprised what it is that will give you the bliss that you really crave. You know, and well, it's wonderful. It's super exciting if you have a kitchen and it's dated and it's starting to fall apart. It's so exciting when you get to revamp your kitchen or your bathroom, and all of a sudden you have these beautiful spaces where you can cleanse the day away, you know, and you can nurture and nourish. It's just a beautiful gift. Or when you go in to prepare your food and you feel really happy with your utensils, you know, you just love them. Isis has these measuring cups that are you know, coloured but pottery, you know, so they're very earthy. And she just loves getting them out for certain dishes and just, you know, takes good care of them. And, you know, it seems like a small thing, right? But it's full of joy in the moment. So therefore that joy is going into the food prepared, and so it goes on. As too is the gift of preparing food with love and sharing it with others. These are very valuable life experiences, you know. So there's all of those beautiful things. But just to recognize that life is precious, you know, no matter what form you're in, you know, be it, you know, fauna, flora, human form, and other beings. There are other beings walking the earth, all beautiful. But whatever form that is, it's life, and life is valuable. And so, you know, it's important. It's important. And it's precious, you know. So we just wanted to share that, because we know some of you are, you know, it's tricky. Times can be tricky, but life is much bigger than those tricky times that feel a little bit difficult. And no matter whether your circumstances are so abundant that you're in raptures, or you feel very, you know, like the strain where things are really tight right now and there's a little bit of struggle going on, just allow yourself more space. It's not about what you have or don't have. Space is free. So let not yourself be restrictive of your space, because when you feel the spaciousness of life, you instantly feel abundant. You know, it's an energy thing. So, you know, give it a go. And if you want to call on any being of light, whether, you know, a being needs to come into a form to walk by your side and walk with you as a grounded sensitivity where you feel the bliss of life, because it's worth feeling the bliss, because you're worth feeling blissful, then they'll come for you. They'll come in, they'll come to you and share that. You may have your best friend, you know, who will, you know, be your light in shining light, you know. When you're feeling sad, they'll swoop in and give you a radiant smile. And, you know, even when you don't know a person, to share a smile between one another can change a person's life. Really, it is that powerful. And this is why we always share the wisdom in being empowered, because a smile is pure empowerment. It truly, truly is. It's like getting a big cuddle, you know. And, you know, a lot of people don't get cuddles in your world, but cuddles are just lovely, you know. Unconditional ones, all right? Not with attachment, darlings. You know, there's different cuddles, right? So, you know, to hug one's light, you know, within another, when, you know, just because you can, is just a beautiful life gift to yourself and to another human being. And that then allows another person to open their heart out, you know, because you give hope to people, you know, you give hope to yourself. And, you know, knowing what human beings are capable of in their most amazing nanoseconds, you know, you are capable of whatever you want to create, and nothing will ever change that, no matter what. You know, you don't need some higher being, because you are all those higher beings, you know, you are that. So just remember that if you so desire. It's up to you. No freedom of choice. But anyway, darlings, thank you so much for listening. It's all been a podcast with Lord Ganesh, and we trust and love all of you always in love and light. Namaste from all of us here in Simply Blooming. Bye for now. Calling us to something. What if we set out upon the waters, sail till we lose sight of shore? The light in the wilderness, we were made for all of this. You alone, my confidence. This is who we are. This is where it starts. The rush of the unknown, awakening these untamed hearts, reaching out beyond. Knowing how we've come so far, the veil is getting thin. More than just a glimpse in time, speaking to the soul of every longing, call. Ready for
for all of this. You alone, my confidence. Ready for it all. This is who we are, and this is where it starts.